The new film Maudie is based on the true story of Nova Scotia folk artist Maud Lewis. Despite hands and feet gnarled by crippling juvenile arthritis coupled with poverty, she painted and won fame in the mid-1900s. The film Maudie tells of the unlikely love story between Maud and the almost nonverbal fisherman and former orphan Everett, which blooms in a tiny house they share, and Maud transforms, painting the walls, windows, everything. Maud, played by Sally Hawkins, meets Everett, played by Ethan Hawke, through his ad for Housemaid.
I'm Maud. Dowley.
Dowley.
Yeah, that's right. Was I got your ad at the store? One you posted looking for a housemaid.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm answering it.
Looking for a woman.
Well, what do you think I am?
Initially, Everett is cruel, even physically and emotionally brutal to Maud, and Everett's language is as spare as the landscape. There's a recurring wide shot across a huge field, the ocean beyond, Everett in the far distance pushing his fish cart across the field, Maud trudging far behind. Then later she walks next to him. Finally, same wide shot, she's in the cart. And Ethan Hawke joins us now. Ethan, welcome back to Here and Now.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I want to talk to you about Everett. But before that, can we talk to you about Sally Hawkins' Maud? Her hands twisted and tortured by this arthritis. You're working with another actor who was lost in the role.
I felt really blessed. We were out in the middle of nowhere, away from anybody we knew and any friends. And Aisling Walsh, our director, built this little house. And we had just these characters, and Sally's imagination is so powerful and so mystical and so fun to be involved in that it has its own gravitational pull. It's really exciting to be a part of.
Yeah.
Aisling and Sally approached me to be in this movie with them. I think they'd heard that I had a place out in Nova Scotia, so they thought that I might have an interest in these people, and they were right. And a lot, you mentioned in your introduction, a lot of our job was about figuring out how little we could say. You know, that when you said as quiet as a landscape or something, you said, and I thought, yeah, that's right. Exactly. We were really trying to emulate a Maud Lewis painting.
Let's hear a little more of you. NPR critic Bob Mondello says you're almost unrecognizable in Maudie. We are hearing that you are a very articulate fellow. We've talked to you before. Let's listen to a scene later in the film. This is after, you know, your character's been almost brutal to Maud with her disabilities, and there's this tenderness that develops. And here we hear your character, Everett, trying to express his feelings.
I don't want you to leave me.
Why would I do that?
Because you can do much better than me.
Ethan Hawke, tell us more about what you put into Everett, what you brought to Everett. You see, I didn't know you had a house in that region. Who, you know, what were you observing in the people? What were you trying to say?
I don't know. That landscape in that area of the world really speaks to me. And, you know, that scene that you just played, where the movie is at that point, I find really interesting, which is that he spent all this time seeing her in service to him, and actually falling in love with her and starting to respect her. But then as the rest of the world falls in love with her and he's worried he's going to lose her, what's revealed is he's placed himself in the same box that he put her in, which is he doesn't think he has any value. What was so fun about getting to do this scene work with Sally, you know, the movie spans over a couple decades, is we got to explore how power dynamics in a long-term couple are constantly shifting. In one situation, one person is empowered and another person is submissive, and how that can keep spinning around and how it can actually, I don't know, I find real people's relationships are so much messier and stranger and weirder than we are used to seeing. And Maud and Everett, they lived together for 30 years in this tiny 12 by 12 house. And I think when I said that I was trying to act a painting, there's something about her paintings, the ones that I love the best. You know, sometimes she'll just paint two oxen or two deer, or just two animals, a masculine and feminine, just staring right at the lens or looking away from the lens. You know what I mean? That looking. And somehow in these pictures, she has all of humanity, all of life, this masculine, feminine energy mixed together. And I don't know. I didn't answer your question. Your question was about Nova Scotia, and I drifted. It's ungentrified, you know. It's wild. It's raw, and it's unpretentious. And I started going out there. I was probably in my early 30s. I had my first just kind of depression, and I wanted to escape. And I'd been out there, and I found there's something really healing. The horizon is always there. The place is wild. And you feel yourself, you can almost feel the earth turning, you know? And all of a sudden, the melodramas of the life of an actor get placed in a perspective that is very helpful for me. And I've fallen in love with some people out there. And so when I read this script, for me, my life as an actor is always about pushing your boundaries, but pushing them in ways that you know that you can succeed. And I know, and despite all his flaws, I had real genuine love for Everett, and I really wanted to do that portrait.
But listen, what about the real Everett Lewis? The New York Times Review points out that some biographical accounts portray him as a far worse man than even at moments he is through your portrayal. Did you read those accounts? Did you, you know, you're not the one writing the script, but did you?
Did you take responsibility for it? I mean, yeah. I've read some critics talk about how he's actually much nicer, and some said he was much meaner. I read it all, and my take was that he was a tough person.
Yeah,
we're talking about a period where one of the times I strike Maudie, or I don't, you know, Everett strikes Maudie. He does it in front of someone else, and they don't even respond negatively. As much as we all don't like to look at it, there has been a tremendous amount of abuse to women throughout history. And what I think is brave and interesting about the movie is to try to look at it, and also to not just assume that people also can't love inside something very, very complicated. But I don't really worry too much. The real Everett Lewis exists, and his family exists, and we're just making art of that legend, you know?
You and Sally had a chance to see the real house, which has been preserved in the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia. I mean, were you stunned at how small it was, and these two people, strangers at first, lived together in it?
It's really an incredible story. When you think about a guy hiring a live-in maid for his 12 by 12 cabin, it really is hysterical. And then imagine, it's her masterpiece, you know. Over the years that she lived here, she painted fairies and squirrels and ivy growing from the floor to the stove to the teacup. And it's exquisite. And if you go see it, it's all faded and then new layers. You feel the forest of her imagination in this room. It's really, really powerful. And I felt lucky because I was so proud of our production designer. I mean, they got it so right. I mean, when I feel like I lived in that house for a couple months.
Look, we've talked to you before. You always do something interesting. You've got the before films, before sunrise, before sunset, before midnight, sort of a series. Boyhood, filmed over so many years. You directed Seymour, An Introduction, the wonderful documentary about a legendary New York piano teacher. We spoke with him. You've published the graphic novel Inda, the children's book Rules for a Night. You co-wrote and directed the film Blaze, about country western musician Blaze Foley. You know, you're just poking around a lot. What's something that's an itch you want to scratch right now? What are you thinking? Let me do that.
You know, I kind of feel like a cat. I don't think like that. I just am trying to stay alive. You know, I did my first movie when I was 13, and I love doing this. I probably would like to, you know, I can imagine the second half of my life having more directing involved in it. I've loved that, the theater and movies that I've directed. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, we will be waiting to see what it is. Ethan Hawke, who co-stars in the new film Maudie. Ethan, thank you.
Well, thank you.